This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, it's a boys' night. It's me. It's Balmer. It's Paul. And we're blitzed and just hacking celebs' iPhone cameras.
Cameras.
The fappening style. And Balmer, you know, gets into Clooney's.
Okay.
And he goes, damn, Rosemary.
So he, because a lot of people don't know that you guys could do this. You actually get into the camera itself.
And then we make it take pictures.
And you can kind of move it around. So it's like, you know, it's like scanning around.
Oh, yeah. We zoom it all over.
For something hot to take a pic of.
You ever go, you open up your camera, listeners at home? Like, you go open up your phone, look at photos. You go, I don't remember taking this photo.
Uh-huh. And it's of your, you know, a member of your family.
Yeah.
Your muff. Yes. It's.
And
a photo of somebody else's muff.
A lot of times that's Paul did that. Or it's Balmer. Or it's me or one of the boys. So it's just we get blitz and that's what's funny to us.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking
ears.
Butt and dropping names
of
the red carpet
line
back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up?
I was trying to hurt Ryan's ears.
And my fucking headphones. And my fucking headphones, by the way, Ryan, one ear keeps going out and staticking out, and it's so distracting.
It's like it's
as if I didn't have a hard enough time during the segment we just recorded. Fucking half my shit didn't work.
It's kind of
going get it out
like Midnight Special. It feels like Midnight Special.
Oh, God. I
love
that.
Some of those magic effects.
Oh, so amazing.
What did you love about it?
I loved not wondering what was going to happen from like 40 minutes in. Just they said, it's probably this is what going to be the ending. And then you just watch and then that is the ending. How thrilling. What a fucking great story. I think that this is what's going on. All right, that is what's going on. Let's just watch it play out. Zero tension, zero anything. No surprise. The way they do it, not surprising. I hate surprises in film.
We want to talk about... Oh, no. The headphones had to come all the way off.
Is that bad? Oh, sorry.
It must have gotten really bad.
It got really bad for me headphones-wise. And now, which the... Oh, yeah. There we go.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. You got it. You're doing a good job over there.
We want to talk about sneakers. It is sneaker season. It's the time of year when you take off your heavy boots and you, like, wash all the snow and mud off and then it's time to put on your sneakers again.
Oh, God.
To walk on the dry ground.
Obviously... When it's boots time, I'm not irresponsible with my feet. I put boots on, and that's what I walk with. But
you can still have fun.
Oh, gosh. I have all kinds of fun.
You can stomp and splash.
But it's a different kind of fun, and quite frankly, it's not as stylish. Because I wear the ducky boots.
Sure. No, yes, sure. I'm not challenging you on that.
The way you say sure.
No, I know.
It's like you don't believe me.
I know. I'm sorry. And I can see from the expression on your face, I know you wear the ducky boots. And I know the ducks are having fun when they splash around in the pond. And I'm not.
Well, think about a duck's life, Hayes. Free bread. Floating.
Yeah.
And often I wonder, you know, am I like... The duck. On the surface of the water, everything appears calm, but just underneath, there's a furious churning.
Right, and this is like your sort of bowel issues.
It's my body trying to process what I put into it.
Some of the belly stuff that you have.
I'm always having new sort of stomach adventures and just what goes in, you know, and then what comes out.
It's like a completely different...
Oh, gosh.
Thing, and it's unrecognizable. Totally unpredictable.
Unrecognizable. No, it's a true mystery, and I'm so curious about my own body.
But we are sneakerheads, and this is the season where you go to the store and you say, give me some of that new stuff in the special box.
What I love about sneakers is they're always changing. They're always different. They could do all kinds of colors.
Yeah.
They can make the shapes of them different and put styles on them. And to me, and let's get first off, let's get some of the funny things you could say out of the way. I like Heelys. I want the LA That's gear good. With the flashing lights.
That's good. Something with like Velcro, the BK ratchet.
Soaps.
Back. Yeah.
The soaps.
Uh-huh.
So that's
that
out
was
of the
a
way.
Lot of my stuff, but I'll come up with some other stuff.
Yeah, no, we'll find new stuff. But the fact that you can do new styles and wear them and have a lot of pairs and buy them all is to me what's so cool.
Yes. And for a lot of people, it's a very unsustainable addiction if you don't have the money to support it.
Largely, they are marketed, I think, to people who
should not be buying.
Shouldn't
them.
Be buying.
Yes.
An expensive thing in the dozens that has no practical difference. What I think is cool is really rich guys like maybe Jay Leno. They collect cars.
Yeah.
But if your feet are your car,
sure.
Because you're not really rich, then you can feel kind of rich by having, you know, feet cars, which is what I think of sneakers as.
And when rich guys like us become sneakerheads, then it encourages other people to spend all their money on sneakers as well, even though they have less.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We can continue to buy other stuff.
Frankly, I could buy another car if I wanted. But instead, yes. I'm buying 20 more Feats cars, sneakers.
What did you cop recently?
Oh, what did I cop? Oh, just the new dopeness. Just all the hottest freshy fresh. Just, what I'm copping? Oh, dude. Well, first of all, I went into the friggin' headquarters, right?
Oh, my God.
Like, the dumb Nike store, the lab, seeing them working on all the new shit. And the blazinest chick showed me around. Bro, she was so blazing.
Was she like a scientist?
Blazinest you've ever seen. Had to be.
Uh-huh.
Big cat eye glasses. And just... okay, and oh, what do you want to try on? The fresh? And then she's like, well, what sport do you like? What do you like to play? I said, freaking, I don't know, maybe look at me and just figure it out. And she check out my calves for 1 second and goes, okay, this guy plays cricket. And she took me over to that section and was like, dude, bwah, that's the freaking doors opening. Bwah, yeah. Just like, pick anything you like. And I go, I'll take one of each shoe.
You can see what I copped recently.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's so dope.
I got the new Seth Green Robot Chicken Model X. It's got the clay guys from the Robot Chicken opener. The scientist is on one shoe, the chicken on the other shoe. And the chicken is like being Frankenstein by the scientist. And I wear these on the court, and the clay is kind of melting a little bit. And everyone else is slipping around in the clay. And I'm going straight to the rack, homie. Did you get anything else that was cool?
What else did I cop? Oh, well, let me see. Did I cop any stupid, tight, dumb, just silly shit? And I'm just going through all my boxes here. Uh-oh. Here come the boom. That's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got Joe Dirt 2 on my friggin' tongue on my shoes. And he's sticking his tongue out like he's listening to some Ted Nugent. That's the kind of music he likes. And it's friggin', and it's the second Joe Dirt. So you know they had to up the ante.
Mm-hmm.
Kid Rock. So he, so you know, and he's the mullet is back, and it's and party in the back.
Yeah. So the back of the shoe has hair.
Yes, the back of the shoe has hair, and so it can be a little unsafe. I usually only really wear it in the pool because I know that the water, I won't step on the hair and trip. Because the back does have hair, and when I
other people are stepping on it, and it's getting...
When I have tried to wear it to play squash, on the squash court, a lot of what happens is I will accidentally step on the hair, pull the hair on the shoe, shoe says, ow. And I fall down. I wound up doing a perfect front flip and also put the racket up from behind my legs and sort of as I'm spinning, hit a great squash shot, win the game. But it could have been pretty dangerous because I could have landed on a kid or something.
Wow.
Yeah. So I did cop the Joe Dirt 2 sneakies. And what did you do with your sneaky new sneaker purchase, Mr. Sneakerhead?
I got the Hail Caesar Zeros. It's got everybody on the shoelaces. Tilda Swinton, Josh Brolin, Channing Tatum, David Krumholtz, Jonah Hill, and just a little part, but it makes you think that he's in a big part of the movie, but the shoe makes you think he's in a big part of the shoe, but he's actually in a very, very small part of the shoe at the end. And they're sort of like sandals, like the Hail Caesar part. George Clooney is not on the shoes. Or I'm still looking for him. He might be in a part of it that I haven't seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all like, we don't buy shoes. We're not sneakerheads. We're not like consciously not buying the shoes on the Earwolf wall. You know, we're not trying to show that there are other shoes out there.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Are there shoes out there?
That can be even cooler than the ones that are on the wall at Earwolf Studios that don't feature us very prominently.
It's not directed at anyone at Earwolf or anyone who makes shoes for Earwolf or anyone who works and runs Earwolf. It doesn't have anything to do with them. It's just my passion for shoes, which I've always had, and I think we've probably talked about before, but if it's the first time it's coming up, that's just funny and coincidence. And yeah, to me, it's just what I'm into is shoes that happen to have nothing to do with Earwolf and feature stuff that's actually pretty cool, like the friggin' Hail Caesar Zeros, like the Joe Dirt 2 straight to DV feet. Yeah. And like those great robot chicken ones. I also did get the BoJack horseshoe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those shoes are very underrated.
Mm-hmm.
You want to describe them?
It takes a couple wears to break them in. At first you put them on and you're like,
And it's not, they're not like super funny, but
they're interesting. They actually are good shoes. They are interesting. They actually are. I would say they are good shoes. But when you first put them on, you're like, okay. And then after a couple wears, you go like, you find yourself being like, actually, I'm going to put those shoes on again.
I've never wore the shoes, but I've heard that that's the...
I've been binge wearing them.
We have what a guest today. Mike Lawrence is here. The comedy man, making jokes, cracking shit up.
Careful, maybe turn your speakers down because the energy is going to blast you through the wall. Dude had instant chemistry with me and Hayes. Spoiler, we already recorded it. Dude had instant chemistry. It was as if, almost like he was a third host of Hollywood Handbook because he's clearly a fan of the show and it just really translates and you're going to feel like, you know, it's he took a duck to water, ducks again. So listen and don't turn it off. Bye.
On Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
So... ATV four-wheeling expedition with the subway hero, the rescuer.
Mm-hmm.
I decided he needed a prize. This is back when he rescued that guy.
Yeah, from the subway.
And I thought I'd give him a big prize, and we'd go to the beach, and we'd take the four wheels out for a trip, expedition.
Why not?
So he's looking at me like, you know, sort of revving the engine and shit, and sort of like seeing if I have gotten me to pop one.
Right, like if you're gonna
go 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I'm like, who the fuck is this? Who's this nobody? I don't even know this guy's mm-hmm. name anymore. And so I start to go 12 o'clock. I go back to pop one.
Mm-hmm.
And my front wheels both fall off.
Okay, right.
So now I'm stuck in.
Axles just straight up busted? I mean, what were you doing?
I had screwed them on a little bit loose on purpose so they wouldn't be so hard to take off next time.
Yeah.
And so I'm in the – and I want to make it look like I did it on purpose. So I'm like, get out of here.
Wheels.
I'm like telling the wheels to go away.
Yeah.
But now I'm like stuck in the air and like I can't
– You can't really bring it down. You've got to kind of sit on the back.
I have to stay in the wheelie. And I'm getting very tired as well. So I had to drive it into the ocean ultimately. And that I made sound like an intentional thing too. Like, mm-hmm. let's get wet. And then I took it into the ocean.
That's good.
And it broke.
Here's an idea for the Subway Hero guy. I don't know if you want to use it or if you still talk to him.
It's for him?
Just like him versus Pizza Rat.
Mm.
And I don't know where it goes. I don't know if it's a poster.
Uh-huh.
It probably is.
They're in a fight.
Yeah. They sort of are, they're in stomp in the same sandbox, you know?
Yeah. Stomp, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
Mike Lawrence is here.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good, Mike.
Nice.
And we have some questions for you, too.
Okay.
Because we don't know you, Mike.
Okay.
We know of you.
Yeah,
we know your work. We know you're a stand-up.
We've got the internet.
Seen you. Were you on At Midnight?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, so we know you from that.
Yeah.
But we don't know you, their inside brain.
Okay.
And so one thing that we do sometimes, we have this segment called the Popcorn Gallery. Do you want to explain that?
The Popcorn Gallery.
And maybe
Gallery.
I'll pull up the song and I'll get the cable from Ryan.
Yes.
Which is a new experience for me and Ryan, the exchange of the sound cable.
Because movies are such a big part of entertainment, and entertainment is such a big part of what we talk about on the show, the popcorn is the food you eat at the movies. And so what we've done is sort of retrofit the concept of a peanut gallery where people are chiming in from the audience to suit the show better with popcorn in place of the peanuts. So when they ask the questions, they do it on a computer, and then we're able to read them through technology, and we ask them to you in person here. So they're learning about entertainment through the Popcorn Gallery. Do you have any questions about it?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, you're the opposite of our audience. They have so many questions.
They have questions for you. And it's okay if you do have questions.
Okay.
It's okay if you don't have questions.
Yeah, you don't have to have a question. If you did, hey, Hayes is ready to answer it.
And the sound started playing, and then Ryan killed the sound. And he's supposed to be helping the sound.
Mm-hmm. Is the reason it's called the Popcorn Gallery and Show. And Ryan, yeah, bumping
it
up.
What kind of song do you like, Mike?
I'm a big Hooba Stank fan. No.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
They
sorry.
Stink.
Oh, no, come on. You guys don't
they
like
stink.
That?
They stink. That was in the past tense. They may not anymore.
I used to sing that with, I had a five-person a cappella group in high school.
Yeah. And that's the name of it?
The Song People.
Oh, that's great. And I hear exactly. So many times people try to be so clever with their a cappella names that you don't actually know what you're getting.
No.
But this is describing exactly what I'm going to see. Song People.
We couldn't think of any.
It's like Sing Street.
Right. And we used to sing that song.
Yeah.
And I would do the high parts and the percussion part at the same time.
You do the percussion part.
Yep, in the back.
But you're not doing the...
Not a perfect you ever sing a song, Mike?
Person. Every once in a while.
What's your favorite song to sing?
Geez, I don't know.
Oasis?
No, I never liked
them. Not Oasis. Okay. That's
not a song. That's guys.
Yeah, that's just dudes.
And we don't want to take any questions away from the guy.
Here we are asking questions. We already have them.
Yeah. Okay. This one's from Chicken Sandwich.
Okay.
This is the first question from the Popcorn Gallery, and then we'll go on to do other stuff, other segments and things.
Sounds cool.
Okay.
And then should we also explain that we need to reach into the bag when we get a question?
Yes, we got to reach into the popcorn bag.
Sorry, and so Hazel almost asked a question.
This is a sound effect.
Reach into the bag. So
I almost asked a question without having a question.
So my friend Mark from high school records a bunch of sound drops for us to use that is the sound of a hand reaching in a popcorn bag, pulls out something unique, and then we'll ask the question. Oh, it's the chorus, or it's the one part of Don't Look Back in Anger, where he tells you not to put your life in the hands of a rock and roll band. So that's what we found in the popcorn.
So that's an example of something you take out of the bag. This one's from Chicken Sandwich, one of our listeners. He's not listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I recently took a trip to the UK, and I bumped into a man. He got super angry at me, and he said he would beat the tits off me. How do I learn to stand up to the mean bullies?
Well, if he's a guy with tits, maybe he should let the guy beat them off.
Beat them away.
Yeah.
It's a weight loss tactic.
Yeah.
Well, and getting beat up is good cardio.
You stand up to the bullies by taking them to Batman versus Superman, because that is the ultimate movie for bullies. And it lets them know that they have successfully taken our culture and that we will never get it back. I think that's what you do.
So you let them know that they're the boss and they won.
Yeah.
Well, because then there's no real reason to beat us up. You've already beat up sort of the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're into nerd stuff as well.
Love it.
Yeah.
We were sort of there first, I feel like.
We were very early on it.
And I'm not saying that you're like late to the game on this thing, but Sean and I were sort of in there even when we were kids.
Yes. Comics.
And a lot of people, I assume you sort of took this on as an adult.
You just started reading comics?
After seeing
The Nerdist?
Since I was like five.
Since you were five? Okay. What if you were like a baby reading comics like I was?
Yeah, I guess. But when were you a baby?
I was a baby. That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Trying to think of what I remember. We had a television, but it had a very small little screen, and there was just Felix the Cat on it. And the comic books...
That could have been any era, and you were just poor.
Well, I definitely was poor.
Yeah, I actually think it's inspiring that I was poor, just because of how far I've come.
Yeah.
But I can't remember when Hayes was a baby, just because... It's been such a crazy month. But I will say, what if we just asked another question and just see if that launches us onto a whole new thing?
Okay. This is from Spunky Foonerism.
Oh, it's... this time it's the chorus from Don't Look Back in Anger.
This is from Spunky Foonerism. Mike, I went to your WordPress blog and it didn't have any blog entries. It was just contact info and links to your projects and stuff. How are we supposed to know how you're doing if you don't write anything on your blog? Also, stop calling it a blog. And now some of these can get very aggressive.
It gets personal, yeah.
And some of our – and I got to say, some of the bullies are in our listener base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, my projects are who I am. So that's how you get to know me.
How do you ever separate them?
They're not. I am my At Midnight appearances and nothing more.
What does that feel like to be an At Midnight appearance?
Feels good, you know? I mean, it's I think it's great to only have a 20-minute lifespan and to not be sad about it. I mean, you could pretty much do everything within 20 minutes.
Mike, will we ever know hashtag peace?
We won't.
Yes, it'll never happen in our time.
So what do you do?
But I do imagine there being hashtag veterans in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you get home from At Midnight? Like, I just want to know what your consciousness is like. Are you experiencing stuff at that point? Or is it kind of – you're on a podcast now, so you're tuned in. But no, like,
but it's 11 a.m. on a Saturday, so I'm totally tuned out.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. It's not midnight.
No.
Okay. Midnight's when you kind of switch on.
Mm-hmm. But only if there's symbols next to the time.
Okay. And what's it like the rest of the time?
It's, you know, it's tough because, like, I try to buy things with points, of mm-hmm. which I have so many, and they're non-transferable. And so it's very difficult.
What's that conversation like? You go into, like, what are you trying to buy? Food?
Yeah. And then I'm like, you know, I said Queen Laquifa tonight. Can mm-hmm. I please have this sandwich? And they'll say no. And then I leave.
And you think it's a question of not having enough points. You go back on at midnight.
Yeah.
You accumulate a few more points.
Quite a little racket Hardwick's got, because he makes you totally points dependent. Basically, he forces you to live in his economy.
Yeah.
Where the only way to really for you to get food or something is to be back in the green room where you can then spend points on whatever they have.
Since it's L.A., no one else eats the food, so I get to have as much as I want. It's pretty great.
It sounds very good.
It sounds good while you're there, but
it's ironic. In New York, I am of a size which is castable fat, but when I come out here, I am just morbidly obese.
Well, see, it makes me think of, you know, in Scientology, how they make them go to special schools so that they don't have enough life skills in order to be able to leave Scientology.
Yeah. Yeah.
At midnight's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, you're supposed to make more than 30 cents a day.
You can't have a job, certainly, because you're up so late.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I mean, yeah, and you can't work the graveyard shift because that's when you're working.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you go to bed at 12:30, but then you have to wake up again at 3 a.m. for the West Coast, and it's just very exhausting.
You can't go to your job and be like, hey, you know, I'd like to work at night, but I'm just going to have to leave for, you know,
22 minutes.
I had to leave right when it's 11:59 and 59 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's another question. We're almost done with the popcorn gallery, but we're just, you know, we usually do three questions.
That's Liam Gallagher.
This one's from No Horse Man. Mike, what did you think of that most recent episode of Horace and Pete? Powerful stuff.
I haven't seen it.
And so you're part of the problem, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
Because you know that Lucy K. got very sick.
You know he's...
I know a lot of the people that work on it.
He's at death's door, and
Mike,
you know the people that work on it.
I don't know if you want to be saying this.
Mike, you shouldn't have admitted that.
Do they accept points?
Can we help you out somehow?
No.
We can't.
No, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, he tried doing this new, you know, distribution system of money instead of points, and I wasn't able to afford to watch it.
Mm. Mm. What do you know about it? What do you think it is? What do you imagine it is?
I imagine that Horace and Pete get all the attention and just gets forgotten.
Oh, you have an interesting imagination.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, it's something that I want to see, but since I don't know anyone else who's seen it and I would want to see it to talk about it, I don't feel like I'll ever see it.
It's not really putting the pressure on you, right? Because nobody else is bringing it up.
Yeah.
You certainly don't want to bring it up and just hit a brick wall.
Well, what about the No Horse Man? He I think has seen it. He said it was powerful stuff.
Do you not want to be associated with the No Horse Man from our forums?
No, I guess not.
Yeah, well, you're not alone there.
Now he doesn't have a horse or me.
Should we do one more question?
Yeah, let's do one more. We usually do three. Let's make it four this time.
We have some good ones.
That's the cover, definitely, maybe.
I want to just keep doing that to see how many Oasis references you can get.
It sounds like it is getting thin. And so this is, it's a sound drop that we play from Sean's friend Mark.
Well, that's Ryan Adams' cover of Wonderwall. That's fun.
That was some of the scariest popcorn we've had.
Also, it just sounds like you're like doing like an impression of what you think Hebrew sounds like.
Oh, if that's what Mark is doing, that's very...
I hope that that's not what my high school friend Mark is doing when he makes those sound drops, is trying to sort of insult Hebrew.
Is that consistent with other stuff he's been talking about?
With everything that he's into?
Yeah.
It's consistent with some of the tattoos on his neck.
This question is from Ran Ran. Ran Ran asks, what should I wear to a meeting with my boss tomorrow? And now this is a chick.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in a friggin' band.
Ran Ran's like a band chick.
She's like a music chick. And she rocks.
I know how sad my life is when I hear band chick and think she like plays the bassoon or something.
It's part of your Horace and Pete imagination. You know?
But I didn't see Horace and Pete, so how would I have a Horace and Pete imagination?
Well, you imagine what Horace and Pete is like.
Yeah.
That's what you use your
Once you see Horace and Pete, you don't have a Horace and Pete imagination. There's only the cold reality of an episode of Horace and Pete.
No, yeah. She's like, she plays like just a...
I was upset that it wasn't Pete and Pete, and then one of the Petes left and then like was replaced by a guy named Horace.
Named Horace, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, Horace Grant, I guess. So it's Horace Grant and one of the grown-up Pete and Pete brothers, and we assume the other one just fell in a manhole.
And so we were talking about what Ran Ran's going to wear to her boss tomorrow. Meeting with the boss, who I guess is like, since
Bruce
she's
Springsteen?
In a, yeah, I guess her boss is probably Bruce Springsteen. If she's in a band, then he's.
She showed up at the meeting wearing a short skirt and a shirt.
So that's the suggestion.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we had to back into it from pretty uncanny Springsteen.
Yeah. It was like he was in the room just now. You know, now that he canceled his North Carolina gig, he had time to do this podcast.
He just ran in.
Ran in.
And so you want her to wear a short skirt. What does it feel like to have that kind of power over women's clothes?
I don't.
Is that a wedding ring?
Yes, it is. It's a Green Lantern wedding ring.
So your wife is the Green Lantern?
No.
You're the Green Lantern and you're married to his wife?
No.
Okay, what makes it the Green Lantern wedding ring?
It has the Green Lantern symbol on it.
Right, it has the Green Lantern symbol on it.
Yeah.
Should we, I don't, like, because now I'm reaching a point where, like, we've done the popcorn gallery, but we always do it at the end. So I don't know how to transition out.
Yeah, there's really nothing after it, so.
I'm playing the song again.
Okay, is that helping?
It's getting actually, it's, now I think we're farther in. We've started at the beginning.
It
has exactly 1,000 views on YouTube, and I feel like they're all from you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I watch it sometimes.
We practice 6 or 7 times before we have the guest actually come in.
Right.
And as you can see, even with all that practice, Engineer Ryan did manage to cut the sound out. So it's just we probably need to do it 8 or 9 times. But now that I've heard the song, I do need to reach back into the bag, and I guess we'll just grab another question out
of
it.
Okay, we do have some more questions.
It's the master plan.
Okay, so this is one from Chanson, and he asks, Sadamantium, is that some kind of nerd thing? Please explain. And Chanson is... sort of a self-styled bully.
Yeah.
But
he's one of these bullies who you really don't buy it.
Yeah, and he lives on one of those islands in Seattle, so he has to, like, he's looking for targets to bully.
Mm-hmm, yeah, he's kind of alone.
Yeah, it's, you know, Wolverine's claws are adamantium, and I'm sad a lot, and that is the reason for the album title.
Now... how was the sadness affected by an At Midnight appearance?
My record is 2 wins and 9 losses, so very much so. I lose almost every time.
Who have you lost?
And I think that of, like, whenever I'm on an episode, people on, like, Reddit and stuff, like, dislike me more than anyone else because I look like them. And when I lose, it feels like they're losing too. So they take it really personally?
It's difficult to be the avatar for an entire website of angry people, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
wait, who have you lost to?
Yeah, how are they doing?
Doing good.
Yeah.
But who are some of them?
I don't know, but if you ever see someone with blood and beard hairs on their knuckles, you'll know that they've defeated me.
Okay, I would like to move on to the normal kind of segment we do.
Okay.
But I don't know how to close this up.
The popcorn gallery
the
itself?
The popcorn gallery, yes.
All right.
Because I like, you know what I mean? I'm stuck in this.
Well, is it just asking a question without a sound drop? Would that do
we can
it?
Try that. Yeah. That's actually a really good idea because we've never done that before.
Yeah.
This one's from Ban More Stuff. Mike Lawrence, more like more ants. Why do you like them so much and why do you want so many more? So the premise of this question is that your name is like more ants and that you...
It must mean that you like them so much.
Yeah, that you like ants and you want more ants.
Mm-hmm.
So sticking with the premise of this question, you know.
Which, bear in mind, we didn't ask the question.
That might help us get out of it.
I just had like this intense fear that as I'm dying, that moment will be the last thing that's played in my head. And that horrifies me on like a really deeply personal level. Like mm-hmm. that like the blood will be leaving my body and the life will be leaving my eyes and I will know that I am at my final moment, and like more ants will be the last thing that I remember, and I will feel like no matter what else I do, I will have completely wasted my life. And that is a very crippling, horrifying thing to deal right. with.
Right. And who's doing that to you? Is it your brain does that to you? Like,
yeah, I think
it
so.
It just locked it up?
Yeah. Like I've been having this, like what got me to this moment?
Right.
You mm-hmm. know, thoughts right. in my head right now.
But the question is, why do you like them so much and why do you want so many more?
Oh, I don't know anymore.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it matters.
Speaking of ants, remember when Ant-Man's trying to steal the Hulk's last Coke?
What did you think? Whose side were you on when the Ant-Man
That was an out-of-continuity story, and therefore I don't.
That's not canon?
No, it's not canon.
When Ant-Man's taking the Coke? Well, the Coke is small like Ant-Man. I think that's why he thought it would be his. I mean, because how's the Hulk going to drink
also
a Coke that
if,
small?
If Ant-Man is small,
right.
the amount of sugar that is in that Coke would immediately kill him.
Well, and what's funny, too, at the end of the commercial, he does get a little, like, bead of Coke, and that seems like plenty for him.
Yeah.
Like, he never needed to run away with the whole can.
No.
Were you scared when Deadpool was going to take over the big game?
Yeah, remember Deadpool was going to invade the big game?
Yeah, sorry, invade.
No, what's the big game?
The big game was the big super game where the Ant-Man commercial initially premiered.
Sports stuff.
I didn't even watch the Super Bowl.
Even though, but you like
comics.
Because
you were afraid
stuff.
Of Deadpool invading?
I guess.
Yeah. I was the same way. I could barely watch it because I'm thinking, I've heard Deadpool's going to invade it. Who knows what he'll do next?
Okay, let me see. We are still in it.
That didn't get us out?
Wait, no. What do you think? Is it a computer thing?
Ryan?
No, everything's fine over here.
Okay.
The levels are fine?
Yeah, it's not the computer.
Should we ask a question from someone who's already asked a question?
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay. But we'll do the sound drop.
We never do that.
We'll do the sound drop.
Yeah, we'll do the sound drop. It's freaking Liam Gallagher.
This one's from Chicken Sandwich again. This is the guy with the big tits.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, are you still pissed about Dylan going electric?
No, that's fine. It's funny that, like, there was a time when people would actually get mad about, like, art. And they would say critical things about the art and not just be mean and homophobic. It's kind of pleasant. I mean, do you imagine YouTube if Dylan went electric now? Like what all of the anti-Semitism and stuff? Like no one insulted him for being Jewish because he did music they didn't like. They just insulted the music.
Mark,
like a really refreshing time.
I remember Mark at the time. Your high school friend
mm-hmm.
did have a lot of stuff.
Didn't like him going to electric. It's not for him.
Something about them using all the power.
Mm-hmm. Each new moment that occurs in this podcast, Mike, does it replace the like more ants moment for you? Is going like, okay, now this is
I think it
the
might.
Bottom.
Yeah.
Is it just, you know, sort of like revealing these new layers and just taking it down another level? Or are there a little bit of like an up and down graph happening?
I mean, I think that was the peak, the like more ants moment.
Yeah, as we look back.
Yeah. Like the pride that person probably felt in writing that makes me glad that pride is a sin, because I know they'll burn in hell. And that makes me feel real good, you know?
Yeah.
Here's one thing I'd like to try to maybe to get us out of this. Rather than you answering the question, you just tell us how the question makes you feel.
Oh, that's
I feel like if someone could listen to this and completely get the difference between New York and L.A.
Uh-huh.
This entire thing, and they'd be like, oh, I get it now.
Where
pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The water's no good here. You can't make good pizza. So I'll just reach back into the back.
Great.
Did I do Liam twice? I guess it's Noel Gallagher now.
This question's from Houston. When I found out the Mythbusters were just work friends, it broke my heart. I know you don't have to be best friends with everyone you work with, but are you and Ike friends in real life?
Mm.
And now, rather, you don't have to answer the question about whether you and Ike, because it's like a Mike and Ike thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So just respond to the feelings that are being generated in you by that question.
I think that the Mythbusters, you know, were work friends, and then when they saw that they were getting replaced by, like, the more youthful people on the show, they became best friends.
Right.
They realized that they were both being phased out and that they had to stand their ground.
So that it's not – so it's not an emotional response, but it feels like that you're responding more positively to that question than the like more ants question, which is, you know, the point of comparison that we have.
Yeah.
Better than the like more ants question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Let's try one more with the sound drop.
Okay, yeah.
Because I do think this is getting us out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think this is going to work.
What's the story, Morning Glory?
This one's from Jeffrey Parties. Mike, any fun stories from the set of Brotherly Love? How is Joey doing?
Oh, God.
So premise That's of that answer. One, obviously.
That's my answer.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so where is that? In the like more ants scale of
things. We don't answer the questions
switched from,
anymore.
You know, like reconsidering, you know, like I've never really drank. I've had a few. Like that question made me completely understand alcoholism and how comforting it could be.
Sure, just wanting to blank everything out. Just find oblivion which way you can.
I think after that, like I'm going to go on a bender today and just – you know, probably divorce my wife. Just really reconsider everything. God.
Okay. So we had a pleasant little interlude with the Mythbusters, Mike and I.
Yeah, that
Mythbusters one was a peak for us. That felt pretty good.
Yeah.
And now we're back in the depths.
Is there any other Mythbusters stuff in there? Because, man, the show was cruising when we had that. That's it.
We don't have any more of that. I'm sorry.
Property Brothers, anything?
Is there a comment board for this podcast?
Yes, that's where
Yeah,
this
that's
is all
where all the questions
from.
Are coming from.
Oh, God.
From.
I feel like people are going to hate me so much on it. And, also wrestling with the feelings of, like,
don't you want
does it
that?
Matter? Is it okay?
It certainly doesn't matter. I know that.
And if I read it, that's my fault. So
why don't you respond to them preemptively? The people on the comment
like the guys who like respond to Yelp reviews. Like that's one of the saddest things to me.
Yeah,
to be like, owner,
hey, Jeff, I'm the manager here. It seems like there was a misunderstanding.
Yeah, so you could do
I think
to
you're
guys.
Being extra salty. Oh, genuine laugh. That was good. I have confidence.
Okay, let's see how that affects. Because I think maximum one more of these things. We somehow still have a bunch more. But hopefully this will get us out of it. Do we want to try a drop for this one or no drop?
I don't think we
I think we actually do need to do
we one. Have to do
a
drop.
Just remembering
the
pattern, I think we do have to do a drop.
Okay.
I think you should just start doing the Beatles songs that Oasis blatantly ripped off.
Well, I will. And they did I Am the Walrus. They straight up covered it.
Okay. This one's from the J Jar. Mikey Boy, he says. Now, what is that doing? Just him addressing you as Mikey Boy.
Feels too familiar, or you're liking it?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, not bad.
Good news, J Jar.
Do you think Carson Wentz is the real deal, or is playing at puny North Dakota State too much of a detriment to overlook? Also, Kuiper or McShay? Okay, he's tickled by this one. But I don't know. It might be in a bad way.
Well, now I'm wrestling with this thought of, like, I can't tell if you guys wrote these questions yourself, and if you did, then that's even, like, you know, God, I feel even worse. But if I did genuinely get people to write questions because they knew I was on the show, then I'm like, oh, I guess I do matter after all. So well, that's where I'm at emotionally
great.
Now.
I love the request for context. These are written by actual people okay. who's not us, and we have looked into this.
Okay.
Yeah.
For a while thought it might be Sean. Sean thought it might be me.
Yeah.
These are
after a lot of nanny cams.
Yes.
Yeah.
It totally turns out
different people who are not in this room.
I gotcha.
But the question,
Kuiper or McShay?
Just neutral.
Is it sort of a don't make me pick
MythBusters? Or like more ants?
I don't know. Now I'm looking at I'm sitting at a table with all these names written on it.
And yeah, that's going to have an effect.
Now, I know I've done a podcast here before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I don't know if I wrote on it or if I did write on it or if it was a race. So
I can see
now I'm dealing with whether or not I actually exist.
Is the way out of the popcorn gallery to just investigate the table for a while and see if we can find this name? Where do you think you sat, and where would you have signed it?
There's equipment covering stuff. I have no idea.
Right, but that was probably there when you were here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How are
now? There have been two tables as well.
Oh,
there was
God.
Another table at one point.
Yeah, I think the last time I was here was in 2014 around...
For Sklarbo Country?
No. Hmm. I'm doing that in a couple of days, though. February.
Now, there's a 100% chance that someone on this table has beaten you at midnight.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way that's
Paul
not
F.
the
Tompkins,
case.
And he has his name on this thing at least six times I've seen
yes,
so
you're
far.
Not going to be able to escape Paul F. Tompkins. So he yeah. did. So he was
he beat me,
one
yeah.
of your betters on.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
God, maybe a short one. I'm sorry, we are still in this. My meters are going crazy over here, by the way, on my laptop. Are you not seeing this, Ryan?
Ryan?
We're like,
what?
Just the, like, not the sound levels, but.
Is there supposed to be sound coming from your computer right now?
No, but just like all my, like.
All his equipment
factors
and devices.
So you hear that ping? That's
that.
Out of control.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't do anything about that. I'm sorry.
Okay, this one's from Diet Meat.
Okay. It's Robbie Clark.
Okay, so we are...
It's just the biggest name I could see.
Okay.
Mark said. Go ahead.
So he asks, did you ever get bullied so bad you cried? I don't know what it is with all the bully
this
stuff.
It seems like this huge theme here, and yeah. I don't know where that... Good gracious.
It's either that or like... Stuff about your name, Horace and Pete, of course.
Yeah.
And the WordPress, which we
the
never
WordPress.
Really...
I thought the Horace and Pete question was written by CK as a way to publicize the show.
The No Horseman.
Any which way, they've got to find some kind of new style of marketing, and
right.
if it's getting in the popcorn gallery and infiltrating our audience...
Then people are going to be like, everybody's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so... That question, did that provoke any emotions in you?
No, not really.
Okay.
I think my spirit has now left my body.
Is that good?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
We gotta figure it out.
Let's not put any judgment on it.
Now here, this one seems like a real personal question.
Mm.
Should we try that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do no sound.
Yeah, please.
This one's from Norm, and it's, Mike, can you tell me one of your mom's jokes?
Yeah, it was, why can't Frankenstein have kids? Because his nuts are in his neck.
That did it.
Yeah.
That got us out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
All the levels are back to normal.
Thanks, Mom.
We are out of time to do any of the other the movie stuff that we wanted to do.
All the movie stuff we were talking about.
We wanted to do.
Okay. Yeah.
But, Mike, thank you for coming on the show. Where is your spirit now?
It is at the Mike Lawrence on Twitter.
Oh,
it is Mike Lawrence on Twitter.
MikeLawrenceComedy.com.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great, great seg right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was on Thursday's At Midnight episode that you can now see on the Comedy Central app. And also my upcoming Comedy Central web series on Snapchat, You're Wrong. I wrote on Inside Amy Schumer this season, and that is on Comedy Central starting the 21st of April, but maybe the series after, who knows?
Now, I'm so sorry about this, but that something you said there did get us back into the Popcorn Gallery because somebody at one of our users actually asked if you considered changing your URL from MikeLawrence.com to MikeLawrence.comedy. And I forget exactly who it was, but I can. But I, since we're in the Popcorn Gallery, I do have to find it.
And then, is that something you've considered, or?
No.
Yeah, I don't think it wouldn't work.
Oh, look, those are real people.
Yeah, these are all real people, and I guess you know whoever asked this will probably get the pro version. Let me see. And see, it was RoboTam. See,
yeah.
He asked shortening it from MikeLawrenceComedy.com to MikeLawrence.comedy.
Oh, I gotcha.
Mm.
So I guess we will be living at the Popcorn Gallery for the rest of this week since we are in it. And Mike has to live in it as well. But this will be good. I think it'll give us more of an opportunity to kind of like get to know each other and ask more questions. We'll be doing it off the podcast. But we will.
But just know that's happening. We're getting inside each other's brains.
Continuing to ask these questions.
But at what moment do we revert to cannibalism?
We can't die. We cannot die.
Because, I mean, we're going to get sick of the popcorn.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually useful for the cannibalism because we can eat each other.
And
like.
And then we're going to start thinking about how, like, buttery our insides will be because of the popcorn. And that's going to make us want to. Kill each other,
but
eat each
sure,
other.
Yeah, just as, to use each other as looking, a sauce. Yeah.
As we know, that's impossible.
I'm looking and realizing, like, I'm burlier and bigger than you guys,
right.
but that also means that you, with your podcasting history, could double team me and possibly beat me. But if I take you out individually, I could probably easily kill you guys.
Yeah, you probably want to get a jump on it.
But there is no dying
but
in the Popcorn Gallery.
I just said
but we
that,
can
now
be
you're aware.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm thinking
there is sort of endlessly brutalizing each other. In the Popcorn Gallery, because there is no death, it's really
you can't actually die in there.
The only entertainment we have, but other
you
than
can't,
the,
but you can't chop each other up, use each other as a sauce.
Other than the questions,
I just imagine like biting your leg,
yeah,
as Sean, you are like as Sean is like screaming out Oasis B-sides.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a question from Mike Bonetti, and he asks, Mike, cool name, huh?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.